Iran's currency dropped to its lowest level ever today against the dollar after President Trump's announcement that the U.S. will leave the Iran nuclear deal. The rial has been falling for months, partly in anticipation of the president's announcement. And that decision also has big implications for some American and European businesses. Joining us to look at all of this is Robin Farzad, who hosts the podcast Full Disclosure on NPR One. Robin, what's going on, first of all, with the Iranian currency?
Yeah, the rial has gotten clobbered on the unofficial market, where Iranians have just been scrambling to buy U.S. dollars. They've been just bidding up the greenback, and a lot of volatility in numbers all over the place. But we did see 75,000 rials to the dollar earlier, which was a plunge of 15% just over 3 days. And for context, Iran's government is trying to enforce an official rate of 42,000 rials to the dollar. So the question is, do they have enough hard dollar reserves to flood the system and rescue their own currency?
I saw a video on Twitter earlier today of Iranians lined up to get their savings out because now they're worried that, you know, if the sanctions come back, that maybe they won't even get their savings back.
You see this in an inflationary environment or a run on a currency where people just want to spend what they have today, lest they fear another 20% fall over several days. But they want to buy hard assets. They want to buy U.S. dollars, gold. But this, in parallel, ends up really trashing their own currency. And this is when you've seen emerging markets, developing economies come in with dollars, with euros, and try to mop that up.
We heard yesterday from a BBC reporter in Berlin that Germany is now one of the biggest trading partners with Iran after the nuclear deal a few years ago. Which countries are hoping that things don't change when it comes to business investment there?
France and Germany are really worried about this. And by the way, Iran sanctions have been a fact of life. You could go back to the Clinton administration. The French and the Germans have actually liked life, being able to dabble in that economy, make investments in oil and gas and manufacturing and vehicles and food and everything without U.S. companies affecting the bid in the auction. So, for example, Total has a $5 billion Iran deal. That's the French oil company. The car maker Peugeot Citroën agreed in 2016 to open a plant in Iran. Renault has a deal to build a factory. France has an Airbus deal, which is very much in question. And even Volkswagen in Germany started exporting cars to Iran last year. Iran especially needs parts for rusty airplanes and aging petroleum infrastructure. A lot of these capital purchases were made more than 40 years ago.
Are there American companies with a lot at stake here?
I mean, you look at a company like Boeing, which at least on paper, it now needs to walk away from its deal to sell more than 100 commercial planes to Iran. That could have been worth as much as $19 or $20 billion. General Electric had a much smaller deal for oil and gas-related orders. There were auto parts manufacturers. And I do remember seeing U.S.-based stores and restaurant chains, even I think on the McDonald's website, putting out tentative feelers for franchises in Iran. But by and large, the United States has not been there for the better part of 40 years.
Are there any winners if the U.S. pulls out, as President Trump says they will?
I think on balance, if you look at China, Russia, and the other countries that have been active in Iran, in spite of, you know, decades of sanctions, you look who's building the train service in Tehran. It's China. You look at the state-owned firms that are going to get to work on oil and gas fields with fewer bids from Western competitors. I mean, there's an example. China's state oil company has a joint venture with France's Total to develop a gas field, and that's going to have to get unwound.
It's Robin Farzad, who hosts the podcast Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks as always.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.